This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And I'm joined again this week by Alice Findlay, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello, Alice. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thank you very much. This week, it's all about sharing your experiences as a blind or partially sighted person, looking at how people found it voting in the recent general election, watching live professional football in the UK, and travelling with your guide or assistance dog. Alice, we're going to start with people's voting experience.
Great, thanks, Toby. So as you know, a few weeks ago, we all went to the polls. And every time we have an election, we ask you to tell us about your voter experience, good or bad. We'll use the information you provide us to track what it's like for blind or partially sighted voters to cast their ballots. Your experiences form the basis for our turned out reports, which we share with the UK government and the Electoral Commission to keep the pressure up for improvements in the accessibility of voting. This evidence is hugely important if we are to bring about change. Our past reports have contributed to improved Electoral Commission guidance and an increase in the provision of audio solutions in some polling stations. But there's a long way to go if all blind and partially sighted voters are to feel confident voting independently and in secret, whether in the polling station or by postal vote. If you'd like to share your experience with us, you can complete our short survey. The survey will ask you about your experience of voting or why you didn't vote in the 2024 UK general election. If you'd like to complete the survey, please send us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk and we'll send you the link to the survey.
A very important one there around voting, and now one for all those football fans out there who do go and support their favourite club on a Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Toby. So, researchers at UCFB, Bournemouth University and Ulster University are exploring visually impaired people's experiences of watching live professional football in the UK. The study will investigate a wide range of topics, including matchday routine, accessibility, sensory experience, and fandom. The researchers will be carrying out online, semi-structured interviews in which you will be invited to share your experiences. For more information or to take part, please email Dr. Connor Penfold at c.penfold@ucfb.ac.uk. So that email address once again for those who like to take part is c.penfold, and that's spelled c.penfold@ucfb.ac.uk.
Finally, Alice, one that I'm sure I could comment on as a guide dog owner around people's experiences of travelling with their guide or assistance dog.
Thanks, Toby. So, have you ever experienced problems whilst travelling by air with a guide or assistance dog? The European Guide Dog Association and Assistance Dogs International are gathering evidence on the problems experienced by guide and assistant dog users when travelling by air. These examples will be collated and forwarded to the European Civil Aviation Conference to inform them and influence their guidelines. If you have an experience you'd be willing to share, you can fill out a very quick survey and help make air travel better for everyone with a guide or assistance dog. If you'd like to complete the survey, please send us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk and we'll send you the link to the survey.
Alice, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
You can join our online Connect Voices Facebook group, where we post about all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. We also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. And if you have any questions, then please drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you, as always, Alice Findlay, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Toby.